We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to Inside Mizzou Athletics, presented by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com.
Welcome back to another Tiger Style podcast brought to you by Shelter Insurance, recently ranked highest in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 4 out of 5 years in a row by J.D. Power. Shelter Insurance, we're your shield, we're your shelter. Bo, Coach Smith, Keegan.
The
great
champ
to have
is in
you.
The house.
The champ is
the
in the
champ
house.
Is here.
Coach Smith is here, too.
The rest of us will sit back.
Welcome, guys. Welcome. Thanks for joining us and looking forward to a great podcast together.
Yeah, this will be a fun one.
First question, you getting any sleep yet?
Oh, man. I had more sleep down there than no, it's been good.
Okay,
it's been good. I've been kind of on like an adrenaline high and all the good stuff. So it's been really exciting. But
that's good.
Really happy, man. It's been crazy. It's been a crazy 2 weeks. Coach Smith said I was fired, and then I was back. And
yeah, it's just a day in paradise. Another day.
Yep, another day in paradise. But we got the champ, Keegan O'Toole. Keegan, two-time O'Toole. Welcome, man.
Thank you.
So. Talk about the weekend a little bit. Let's just run through it, dive in. Coach Smith, we'll bug you a little bit as well.
The weekend was long, but it also felt like it went by really fast. I was extremely tired after the weekend. I felt it in every match, just being super exhausted, and that's just the culmination of a very long college season. But I'm really excited to get back to work. I'm not nearly as hurt as I was last year, which I'm super, super grateful for. And I feel like I'll actually have the opportunity to get healthy really quick, take a week or two off of wrestling, but still, you know, get in with our trainers, rehabbing, getting my mobility back, get massages, all that stuff, good treatment so I can be back wrestling right away. So it was a fun weekend. But I'm happy that I get a little time to decompress.
Yeah.
Anyways, I feel like everyone feels like that after college season.
Coach, you feel the same way? You get the highs, the lows.
I actually block them all. I have to, as the, the face, because they're seeing me, I'm talking with the athletes and all of them, and if I'm showing emotion, whether I'm down about a loss or up about a win, I can't. I have to be in tune with them. And there were a couple times I had to tell somebody on, you know, some different people on staff that, hey, we got to let that one go. We got to move to the next one and focus on, you know, whether it was Keegan or Peyton was up on deck. We got to get all energy towards Peyton now or whatever it may be. And that's hard to do. So when you end the week, and you're driving home, and then you get home, it hits you.
Right.
And you're just exhausted. I think I'm still tired.
Well, your vertical got better. I saw you leaping back there. Your vertical got better.
I got a couple texts on that, and I'm like, I'm disappointed you guys don't think I have hops.
You had hops this weekend, let me tell you.
They were impressed with the sweater vest and the hops.
Yeah.
Yep.
Keegan
gave me the okay. I said, I think I'm going to wear the no suit and the sweater vest. And he's like, yes.
Yes. Even after I walked off the mat, the ESPN interview, they were like asking me about Coach Smith. And they're like, so Coach Smith in the sweater vest. And I was oh, yeah. Always.
That was great. Which I want to come back to that. I guess post-match, post-finals interview, and then something that Coach Smith talked about at the social. But Keegan, what were you kind of thinking going through that tournament? You know, obviously you probably thought that you would see Carr again at some point, and you know, did that affect you? Did you just take match? Like, talk your way through that a little bit.
Yeah, so we got to the tournament on Tuesday midday or something like that, and I struggled sleeping. I was just excited to compete. Like, I was excited. I didn't get to wrestle as many matches this year as I did last year, so the fact that I got to wrestle 5 high-quality matches in 3 days was really exciting for me. So we weighed in on Thursday morning, and then I was just ready to go. I don't want to wait. I want to wrestle, and obviously there's a lot of waiting on that first day just because there's so many matches I got to get through. So I wasn't thinking too much about who I was going to be wrestling the finals or whoever. Honestly, it was just – I thought I did a very good job of one match at a time. What's this guy going to do? I need to go out and I need to attack him and I need to put the points on him. But I definitely felt like in a couple of the matches I wasn't attacking enough, and obviously that's something that I need to come back and work on. But I just tried to have as much fun as I could, just take in all the moment. And I felt like when I was worrying about score, when I was worrying about I don't know what he was going to do, or I need to work on like play defensive, those were the times where the matches were a little bit closer. And I definitely heard in the corner from Coach Smith and Maple yelling at me to get back on my offense. But in the matches where I was like, all right, we're having fun, I'm just going to take lots of shots in my feet, those were the matches where I felt like I performed a lot better.
I feel like Friday was that day too.
Yes, Friday
you,
was that day.
You looked a lot better. Mm-hmm. I do remember in the Amin match when I yelled at you, what are you? Where you got in that crazy little scramble and you looked up and smiled, and I thought, oh, the only way he could lose is if he went to his back.
Yep.
And you had a moment there where it was close, and then you look over at me and smile, and I'm like, I want to punch him right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that was funny. That was kind of just, all right, I'm going to pick this guy up and see what happens. Just freewheeling, just make something cool happen. And it was really unathletic, but I ended out on top, so that was good.
Yeah, you did end up, but it was close. It was scary. It was a scary second there, and then you looked over.
That's kind of Tiger style, though. At the NCAA tournament, you know, you let it fly.
Yeah.
And you were doing that. So, you know, dominant performance in the finals. Mm-hmm. I believe it was 8-2 victory. Man, but I do want to reference your post-match interview and something Coach Smith talked about at the social. And it's really just kind of stood out to me this weekend was the term belief, the first layer of Tiger style.
Keegan, 2 weeks ago when you lost to David, I remember seeing you walk off the mat, and I could tell your mind was in motion. How did you flip the script?
You know, he's a great opponent, and I'm so grateful to have someone like that in my weight class, just because he made me get so much better. I've been taking 2 losses in 2 weeks in a long time, so it was a pleasure wrestling with him, and I'm just glad I got it done on the big stage.
What was that challenge like?
You know, just in the lab, working every day with my amazing coaches, amazing partners, everyone supporting me. I have such great people around me, and I wouldn't be where I am unless I had them.
Your head coach Brian Smith in the sweater vest tonight. What impact has he had?
Oh man, he's amazing. He's our dad. He's our dad for our team, and he just instills amazing leadership skills and belief. That's what Tiger style is, belief. And he did that so good. He's so amazing. Everyone's so amazing around me. I'm so blessed.
Congratulations.
That the people that are surrounding you, your, you know, the staff, the teammates, the whoever it may be, you just believe in them and you believe in yourself. And you didn't know this beforehand, but Coach Smith at the social had said, tonight we'll crown another national champion.
But for these next few years, we're going to battle and we're going to win a national title. And it's going to happen. I don't know when it's going to happen, but we're getting closer and closer. And you just got to believe in the process and keep improving. And they continue to do that. So tonight we'll crown another national champ. Yes.
He just believed in you. He believed in what you've done and the team and the program. And without that, I just really, I think that's something special. Can you guys break that down a little bit? Like the belief in yourselves and in the program.
Yeah, I remember we got back from the Big 12 tournament after I just lost again, and I got back in the room, and Dom, Maple, Coach Todd, Cam Steed, I think Coach Smith was in his office, but he came in, and you know, we just started working on stuff, but there was no – I never felt like at any point did any of the people around me not believe – like you can obviously tell if people are uneasy and someone's like second-guessing if I could really do that, but I just never felt – I never felt that from anyone. It was, okay, we just need to fix one or two things, but there's no doubt in my mind that you're just going to come out on top in a week and a half. And so that was really reassuring, and that definitely put a lot of belief in myself, because losing to a guy two times, you might have a little doubt going into the tournament. And no matter who you are, if you're the toughest guy alive, the best mentally, you're human. You're going to feel those doubts. You're going to feel that anxiety, nervousness. And so it was just unbelievably awesome to have everyone around me know that. And maybe they were even masking it a little bit, you know, but just giving me false belief. But it worked for me. It worked for me. Yeah. I needed that, you know.
I honestly remember when you stepped off from the Big 12s, because we lost 7-2 in the duel, and then it went overtime.
Right.
So we had already cut it 5 points, closed the gap 5 points, and we give up the takedown in overtime. But I just remember saying, we've already closed the gap, that the pressure is now going to all be on Carr because of what we did from about 2 week break there. And going into the finals, I've coached 10 guys to win it. That was the least I've ever been concerned about a win. I remember talking to Maple afterwards, and even before, I'm like, I'm just so calm. So was the coach, so were the other coaches, that we just had a lot of confidence because he does get in the room and work. You know, it's the preparation that people don't see that I just like had no doubt that he was going to win. He was prepared. We knew he had to finish a single leg. He didn't finish the single in the duel, came close to finishing in the Big 12s, that I knew it was going to happen. And then, of course, I even before the match said to Maple, man, I'd like to get a takedown right towards the end of the first period and ride him out. And he did it. And I was like, boom. You know, now it puts tons of pressure.
Was there any scare or any thought during that challenge with the cradle?
That was actually kind of funny. So I was wrestling through that, and that was another thing. It's like, it's something I need to go back and work on. Like, I should have finished that shot. Like, I had him up, and then I did one round move. I put my head back down. So that's another thing I got to get back and work on. But we went through that, and I've been in that position thousands of times, and I've been on the negative end of that where I've gotten put to my back, and the positive end of that this time where I got out of it. So, you know, he hooked my leg. I knew as long as I had the lock, I was fine. And once my hand came unlocked, I knew I had to sit up and turn into him really quick. And he momentarily was trying to lock a cradle, but I got put on my back at Nationals my freshman year for that. So I immediately pulled my arm out and got my head up. And so they said two, but then I heard him say, no, no control, no two. And I was very confident that they weren't going to take it away. And then both coaches threw the bricks, and then Coach Smith said,
I didn't throw mine.
He was about to, and he was like, that's not two. I was like, I could see on camera, I was like, don't worry, they took it away. No. I was like, oh, okay.
But you still never know what those.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
You never know. So we were prepared either way. That we're going to have to score points in the third, and which he did anyway.
Yeah.
Which it wouldn't have mattered.
Mm-hmm. When you talk about your preparation, are you going through, okay, if he does this, I need to do this? Like, is it that intricate? Like, if he moves this way, I can get to his ankle.
Yeah, but it's more of the things that I was doing in the matches. I think from Big 12s, I didn't finish that single leg, so I worked really hard on finishing a single leg. And also, there were a couple things that he did that I just needed to adjust to. But ultimately, there's a lot of really good guys that are going to be doing those same things when I get into, you know, freestyle or high-level college competition. So, you know, those were all really good things that I had to work on. And it's not just applicable to that match, but applicable to so many matches going forward. So I can make those mid-match adjustments, like, on the spot instead of having to lose two matches and then make those adjustments.
I saw he sent a tweet to you, too, and just saying, you know, congrats, and it's all part of the plan. I mean, he was classy in the whole thing. I mean, he was even classy in victory and in defeat, so I got to give him credit for that.
Yeah, two special kids.
Man, yeah, no, going at no it, question. And living up to the hype, both the one and the two, everybody saying, hey, we want to see it for a third time, and they both make it there.
Yeah. No, it's when I think I've told you this. I talked with Coach Dresser after the Big 12. We were sitting while we were waiting on stuff, and we were both talking about how it's such an honor to sit in the corner with two young men like that that compete at the highest level every time.
Yeah.
Every time. And they, so that, you know, we'll get to see it some more next year, which will be fun.
Well, it's outstanding for the wrestling program. It's outstanding for the athletic department and the university. So, Keegan, congratulations again on that. That's,
thank you.
That's phenomenal. You are up for the Hodge Trophy again. Well, maybe the first time last year. But make sure that you guys go and get your vote in. Voting closes on Friday, so you got to get your vote in for the Hodge Trophy. Coach Smith, 5 All-Americans, a solid year. Just there were some times, you know, duels maybe, but Big 12 champions, 12th straight conference championship. It was just an outstanding year, and those guys come back next year.
Yeah, all 5 All-Americans, then you have Noah Certain, Colton Hawks. So it's a good nucleus coming back, and there's some real good talent in the room that wants to get in the lineup, so that's exciting.
Absolutely.
But, it was – you know, the great thing of this team is they weren't perfect, and no team is, but it was how they responded when they had adversity. And when we lost down at Arizona State, they were hurt, and they wanted to get better, so they got back in the room and continued to grow and get better. When we lost to Virginia Tech, and it was heartbreaking out there because we should have had that duel. You know, all of our losses this year, Oklahoma State, we were very frustrated. But you know, the next day we're in there and we're working on things to get better as a team. And there were not many days in the practice room that I would walk out and say, man, that wasn't a good day. They liked to be in the practice room that I knew the end result was going to be pretty darn good. And, you know, it's not easy to have all Americans, and we had 5. I would have liked to have more, and I know some of those guys would too. But we're there. And I know next year in Kansas City, we're going to bring back a great team to compete in the home state.
Something that kind of stood out to me looking back now, the last 5 events of the year, we had all 10 starters.
Yeah.
Oklahoma duel, Oklahoma State, Iowa State, Big 12s, and the NCAA championships. I don't know that any other team could really say that. I mean, you see guys taped up. You see guys maybe not even in the lineup.
But that's a credit to our doctor, our trainer, and our strength coach. The way they work within the program and what they do, they come to our meetings or at least talk to us weekly, and we're going through things, and we do some things different that I've changed in my coaching. I've had to evolve as a coach that you can't, you know, grind the kids down and have them where they want the season to end. I feel like our team is excited at the end of the year and wants to be in practice and wants to learn and get better is healthy. That's, I always say, if we can have our kids healthy and confident at the end of the year, it's a lot better than sometimes where their shape is at, because they compete at a higher level. They feel better. So, and there's a way to do it both. And Coach Rourke and Mitch and Doc Tarbucks, they're amazing. We have some of the elite people working with the program with that.
Absolutely. I want to give you a second. I want you to think, do you have a favorite memory from the year or from the NCAA tournament? All right. So this podcast is powered by Socket Fiber, the most reliable internet. So whoever wants to go first, something that maybe stands out, a favorite memory from the season or from the championship.
I'll start. I'll let you go last. We always do these night before meetings at the Big 12s and the Nationals, and this year both of them were awesome, where Eric, our video guy, made up the first one at the Big 12 was video of all of our current wrestlers speaking towards the starters, speaking about the starters, and it was just, you know, you just sat there and you get kind of goosebumps how everybody was talking about everybody, even the staff was talked about, and so it was really special. And then the one at the Nationals was former alumni. We had over 30 something videos from former alumni from all over the country sent in. Just, you know, get after it. We're going to be there cheering for you, or I'll be watching it on TV. Just how into it our alumni base, you know, our former guys are. And to me, those are the special moments that you don't see. But, and then of course in the Big 12, that first round going out, and I think we went 19 or 18 and 1 or whatever it was.
It's unbeatable.
First couple rounds.
Yeah.
It was, you know, I haven't had many round, you know, that's hard to do.
Right.
And that's a tough conference that we basically put ourselves in position to win it from that first day, our mindset. So it was great.
So the national tournament, I can't pick one, but I'll pick two. So at the national tournament, my two favorite memories were when I was warming up for my semifinal match.
Peyton Mock.
When Peyton All-American, that was
awesome.
I was like standing next to Maple, and I'm like, I started to tear up, and I'm like literally walking out to the mat, and I'm like, okay, like just let it go. Like you did it, like go hug him after. But like it was super emotional for me because like, I've seen, like, I mean, I've been with him since I was like 3 years old. So I've seen him struggle. I've seen him almost quit wrestling. I've seen him go through the most painful losses, and then see him just flex into the team, to the crowd, was like, man, it was like
awesome.
Such an amazing moment. Yeah. And seeing Zach finally just put his hands up, be like, thank you. That was awesome. And then also obviously being with all the team in the back after I was able to get the job done. And then obviously I got to shake a former president's hand, which is pretty darn cool. And then during the year, I mean, I can't pick a favorite moment. It was, I had to say maybe the Iowa State meet when we won. That was pretty awesome. Even though I lost, it was just great to be a part of the team.
The atmosphere was amazing.
The atmosphere was amazing.
It was great. You know, the energy was there, all the fans. That was probably my favorite dual memory this year. And then obviously
it was record setting. So
yeah.
I mean, it's a good one to have.
That's what I was going to say too, because there were a lot of new fans there that came up and said, I didn't know it was like that. You know, I didn't know that you could get into it like that. I'm like, that's what they're all like. Yep. You need to keep coming back.
Yep.
Which next year is going to be an outstanding home schedule.
Yeah.
So you're not going to want to miss those opportunities for tickets and mat side. We're going to change some things up. You know, new mat, the octagon mat.
Yep.
Squishy mat too.
The mat side seating is going to be different. So we're really going to dress it up. It's going to be big time. So make sure that when those tickets come on sale, you're locking them down. But guys, I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Outstanding year. Looking forward to postseason, the training. I know that you're already itching to get back on it.
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right, wait. Before we go.
Okay.
I grew up a Packers fan.
Yep.
You're a Packers fan.
Yep.
What's your take?
Honestly, I feel like people have been asking me about this.
Because they know you're a Packers fan.
I'm cool that Rodgers is leaving. It's no big deal.
Like, did Mako cry?
No, he was actually okay with it.
He was okay.
He was okay.
Because I know he takes things, he gets emotional on
it. It's no big deal.
That's a four-time MVP.
Yeah.
MVP is the Green Bay Packers, not the Green Bay Rodgers.
He's leaving after his prime. The same thing happened with Favre.
Right.
Went to Minnesota. So we have a great amount of money freed up now within the next coming years. So I think we'll be pulling some good figures.
Hey, they said this was the Chiefs' rebuild year, too. And
all right.
You weren't a part of this discussion.
I'm just kidding.
The banquet.
The banquet, April 15th. We're going to bump it up. It was originally scheduled for 4 o'clock. We're going to start at 1 o'clock. Social will be at 1 o'clock. And then awards and reception will start about 2 o'clock. So April 15th in the Columns Club here on campus. Put that on your calendars, lock it down. And then also, hotel information for the 24 NCAA championships. That will be coming out here shortly. So
better get on it, too.
Hotels are booking up already.
Yeah, we have 100 rooms, but I don't think they're going to last long because I've gotten so many texts. I'm getting texts from other schools about tickets. So it's insane. It's going to be insane in KC because everybody's going to be wanting. I know the state of Missouri loves it when we've hosted in St. Louis, and we have hosted it once, and I think it was in 2002 KC at the old Kemper Arena. But this is T-Mobile and right downtown by Power and Light. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be a great time.
Be rocking.
I've never actually been to Kansas City, so I'm actually pretty excited.
Yeah.
I've been in Missouri for 3 years. I've never been to Kansas City other than the airport, so it'll be fun.
Well, you Tiger Style invite.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't really count because I was in high school, which is not that cool, you know.
Well, I'll tell you.
I'm
Rocky and Zach.
I'm just kidding.
Down this door.
I'm kidding.
Brian Elam's watching this.
No, it was a great high school.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys. This podcast is brought to you by Raceline. With over 30 years of turnkey project execution, Raceline is an industry leader in engineering, manufacturing, and installation of modular process systems. And as always, Tiger Style, stay ready.
So you never have to get ready.
This has been Inside Mizzou Athletics, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. From Learfield.